I was sent to a woman's shelter because my husband beat me. I don't have legal immigration documents. A counselor at the shelter told me I might still get a green card, even if my husband never filed papers for me. She said there is a special program for wives who are abused by their husbands. Is this really true? Cecilia J. from Fontana, California.
Hi, Cecilia. What the counselor told you is correct. She was talking about the Violence Against Women Act. Most people refer to the program as VAWA, V-A-W-A, VAWA for short. If you can meet the requirements, you may be able to obtain a green card without your husband. This is called a self-petition. Here are the requirements. First, you must show that your husband was either a U.S. citizen or lawful permanent resident. If your spouse was undocumented, then you do not qualify for this program. Second, you have to prove you had a valid marriage. For example, if your marriage only lasted a few months and you had no children, you'll need more evidence than a person who was married longer and has several kids. But proof can include letters from friends and relatives who knew you and your husband, wedding photos and receipts or joint taxes. Home expenses are also helpful. Since VAWA is a special immigration program, this is an area that immigration officers study carefully when they receive a petition. Over the years, the government has uncovered some spouses who are not telling the truth about having a valid marriage. Therefore, it is not uncommon for the government to request more evidence from individuals who apply for VAWA. This happens in about 75% of all VAWA cases. But do not let such inquiries frighten you. Simply remember you will need to prove you and your spouse were married for love, not just to get a green card. You can start searching now for evidence that shows you had a good faith marriage. Third, you need to provide evidence showing how you suffered extreme cruelty caused by your husband. Since you spend time in a shelter and it appears you're attending counseling classes, you already have documents demonstrating the abuse inflicted on you. Extreme cruelty, however, is not limited to physical abuse. If you also suffered mental, psychological, and sexual abuse, these types of incidents should also be included as part of your application. Based on what you told me, I think many of these conditions apply to your situation. Fourth, there is a requirement of good moral character. All immigrants seeking any type of benefit have to meet this standard. The biggest issue here is criminal convictions. You will need to obtain a clearance letter from the local police department or sheriff's department in the cities that you have lived. Now, here's one other point you should know. If you have children from the marriage and they do not have legal immigration documents, they too can qualify for a green card under the Violence Against Women's Act program. The VAWA rules look simple. However, the applications are sent to a special immigration service center in Vermont. Sometimes immigrants have problems putting the evidence together in a manner necessary to win their case so that they can become permanent residents. If this is your situation, do not take chances. Talk to an immigration lawyer experienced in VAWA issues. And remember to keep your chin up, no matter how difficult the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.